This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. I'm sure it has been a very busy weekend for you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Is it the weekend? I feel like I lost what days it is right now.
Yeah, you and me both, indeed. A busy time and so much going on. Things really evolved after the thunderstorms the other night. And kind of talk about what the last few days have been like for your crews and then the folks that you're working with from out of the area.
The last couple of days have been hectic. As you guys know, that lightning storm came in on the 24th of August, with it bringing 65 strikes that struck down. And with those 65 strikes, 2 days after that, the DFPA crews were on about 70 different investigation calls, checking for fire, checking for smokes. Of all of those calls that we have been on, I believe we're at now 21 of those have been active fires that we have responded to. And that's just talking about lightning strikes. As you all are aware, there was more fires that we have been responding to yesterday. Sunrise Lane, about a half acre out there in the Melrose area. And then we had Old 99, which was 5.2 acres that was in the Wilbur area. And then we have another smoke and fire that had ignited yesterday that was caused from lightning. That's that gravel fire outside of the Riddle area. Thankfully, all of those are in mop-up status right now. Our crews have been grinding and hitting the pavement hard. They are tired, but they are working endlessly and relentlessly and grinding to continue to protect the Douglas District. I'd like to thank the ODF Incident Management Team and the OSFM Red Team that have come in to help and take over the Tyee Ridge Complex. That fire, we threw everything at it. We have all of our resources at it. We ordered extra resources to come in, and to be quite honest, that what we're looking at out there, that vegetation is dry. It's in an area that was highly impacted by the snowpocalypse, which we locals call it. If you remember that storm that came through, it knocked down a lot of trees, so it created a lot of hazards out there for our firefighters, and that is what's burning, and it's taking off, and it's still very active. So of course the priority is the safety of our firefighters, and the major priority is protecting those structures and protecting our community. We know that there's heavy smoke impact. We're used to that drift smoke that comes in from everywhere else. I wish I could say that it was predominantly drift smoke that was coming in from all of the other fires that are in the state, but we're a huge contributor to what is happening now in our valley. That cloud layer that came in is great to keep temperatures down, but it also acts as a blanket to insulate that smoke that's here.
Yeah, and it's been interesting. I went out Saturday to Umpqua for just a very brief period of time, and then headed out over to Oakland for something else briefly. And just watching the fire traffic come in, the crews that were coming in, even at that hour, about 4:30 or so, just one right after another from all over the place. And a lot of the infrastructure behind the scenes, there's a lot involved. And I know over the weekend, even on the update from the Tyee Complex, we've got folks from multiple states out here.
We have folks from multiple states all over the country, really, that are coming in to respond. A good thing, but also an unfortunate thing, is this Tyee Ridge Complex fire is number one in the Oregon state and in the region, which means resources are responding from everywhere. So as the team got set up and as we were requesting resources, they are coming in as quick as they can. A positive, I want to continue to reiterate the positive of this team being here, is that they are here to help us. DFPA breeds great firefighters, and with that, some of our firefighters move out of state and they go to other agencies. We have a lot of our original DFPA firefighters that have come in and are assigned to these fires, not just the Tyee Complex, but we also have some what used to be DFPA firefighters on the federal fire up in the Umpqua National Forest too. Personally, I like seeing their faces, and makes me happy that they're here. They know the grounds and they are compassionate about protecting our community and our home.
You know, I was talking to Lieutenant Brad O'Dell. We did a live segment early Saturday evening. He was out at Umpqua. I was back here by that point. And one of the things in the Tyee area, too, that for the landowners, you get a lot of folks with acreage and that kind of thing. A lot of people there with one way in and one way out, just based on the way the topography is, and reluctance in a lot of cases to want to leave, but knowing that if you don't leave when they, you know, the officials tell you it's time to go, you know, you don't have a lot of options if you stick around. And so it's been a tough one out there for a lot of those folks.
That is priority. And as we know, the Douglas County Sheriffs are designated to initiate those evacuations. We work in coordination and letting them know what the fire behavior is and what areas are impacted by that. I would like to reiterate that those evacuations will be announced by Brad O'Dell and John Hanlon and our local Douglas County Sheriffs. So when they say that, it is for your safety. It is for the public safety. We are that, again, that's your, you are our priority in making sure you're safe. I believe the last report I received was about 50% of the structures that are threatened, which is at this time 164, have not evacuated, have chose to stay in their homes. Please be aware of what we're looking at. We can't force you to leave. That is your choice. But for your safety, please take it into consideration.
You know, some of these smaller fires, when they fire out towards Wilbur began, I was listening to the traffic on that. And just based on the proximity and where it was, that had some potential to get a whole lot worse than it ultimately ended up happening.
It had potential based on the proximity of close to Wilbur, but we had one of our unit foresters on there who has over 20-something years in fire activity and fire experience and fighting fires, and is actually allocated to one of the ODF incident management teams, too, and goes all over the region. The fire activity was not moving towards town. It was not moving towards structures. It was moving away. And they got that knocked down very quick. And it's in mop-up status. That terrain is steep. But we are happy that that was a positive result. And, of course, if things were threatened, we would tell you. We would not hide that. And we would work in conjunction with the sheriffs to get that message out to everybody, too.
So it's going to be probably a long week for your crews, for all the crews in from around the state and other places, too. Anything else you want to let people know about?
I know our community rallies together, and that is why I love living in Douglas County. Everybody has been trying to drop off donations to where the campsites are. I personally am humbled by those gestures and love that. There's some protocols that we have to follow and to make sure that the items that are coming in are safe for our firefighters. So with that, I want to say, if you want to contribute to all of our firefighters that are here, maybe if you own a restaurant, offer them a discount for after hours. Be safe while you're out there driving. We have firefighters that are tired, you know, and so pay attention to what's in the road. Pay attention to your surroundings, and please follow the restrictions that are in place. Human-caused fires right now, with the strain on our resources, with everybody fighting as hard as they can and aggressive as they can, let's limit those human-caused fires so we could continue to attack the major obstacles that we are faced with right now.
All right, Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for always supporting us, Kyle, and bringing the community information.
8:40 at the Morning Report.